Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
I'm John.
John the Baptist.
No!
Get behind me. It's getting ready to leap.
What have you done to the boy? Is he all right?
Yes. Well, you have to understand, this is very awkward for me, too. Look, it's just not right. Daryl, if that's how you feel, then we really have no choice. Okay? Okay, then I guess we'll just see what happens tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bye.
So they won't change their minds?
It doesn't look that way. Ellen, are you sure about this?
Oh, Ben, I'm as sure as I can be about anything we do, I guess. Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there's Aubrey. Oh, Ben, how are we going to tell her?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't believe it.
Oh, boy, I don't know which is worse, facing the board or trying to tell Aubrey.
Mom, Dad, guess what? You're not going to believe this. I just... Whoa, did somebody die or something?
No. No, we can talk about it later. What's up?
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you sitting down?
In a standing yes. sort of way here.
I got the part. I got the lead role in the play.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I thought you wanted me to... What's going on around here?
Aubrey,
we just read the play you auditioned for.
Yeah, Cassidy's Last Supper.
Right. Honey, have you read the whole thing?
Sort of. Not really. Why?
Aubrey, this play attacks everything we believe in.
Yeah, all through this thing, the pastor and the Christians turn out to be either frauds or psychopaths. And worst of all, well, here, look, you tell me. What does Cassidy say at the very end?
I guess I'll never get to find God after all, because he never was. God is really all of us. So, the playwright just doesn't believe in God the way you do. Big deal.
Big deal? Oh, Aubrey. God isn't just some philosophy. He's a real person who loves us deeply, and we love him too. We can't endorse something that blasphemes him or ridicules his people, and I'm sorry, sweetheart, but we certainly cannot let you play the lead in this.
But Mom!
Look, I know you're upset, but so are we. We've called the other board members at the Playhouse to let them know.
To let them know?
That we've requested an emergency board meeting tonight. Aubrey, I'm asking them to drop the production.
But you can't do that,
Aubrey. If they don't, your mom and I have already decided that we're going to resign from the board.
Resign? Isn't that kind of extreme? What about all your friends at the Playhouse? I mean, you guys love that place. So do I.
I'm sorry, honey.
Dad, I've waited so long for a chance like this, ever since I was a little girl.
I know, Aubrey.
You can't do this to me. You both told me to try out for this.
I was wrong. We were wrong. We should have looked at the script more carefully when we got it last week. Just got busy. Look, it was my fault.
But, Dad, I got the part. I was the lead. You just...
Aubrey, come back.
My one big chance, and it's gone. Ugh, why can't they just leave things alone? Why do they always have to... Good grief. Mr. Whittaker? Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, hi, Aubrey. Pretty day, isn't it?
You're swinging.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you a little old to be swinging on a swing?
Well, now, how old do you have to be?
I don't know, but, I mean, there aren't even any kids around here. And you're, grown up.
So, grown-ups can't swing?
Well, I never thought they wanted to.
Oh, I do. So I guess I'll just keep swinging. You ought to try it, Aubrey. Unless you think you're too old. Are you?
I guess not.
Well, I don't know about you, Aubrey, but I like to get away like this now and then. It helps me whenever I have some thinking to do.
So you're thinking deep thoughts while you swing?
Nope. I'm just the opposite. It's kind of funny, but I've discovered that when I stop thinking about my problem is often when the answer comes. Well, you know, I've never seen anyone swing with a frown on their face. Most people smile. Is something wrong?
Nothing you can help me with.
Oh, okay.
No offense. It's just that I know what you're going to say. You'll side with my parents.
Well, you may be right. Or maybe you're not. But you won't know unless you tell me what's on your mind.
See, I got the lead role in this play.
Uh-huh.
And my parents won't let me be in it. Just because it has a different viewpoint from what they believe.
Hmm.
They've even threatened to resign from the playhouse over it.
Well, that is quite a dilemma, Aubrey.
Yeah. It is. My parents are so... I just don't get them. Before they became Christians, they let me do pretty much whatever I wanted to. We got along great.
But now?
Now they make a big fuss over little stuff like this. Hmm. Why does everything have to be such a big deal?
Well, that's a good question, Aubrey. Why do you think things like this are such a big deal to them? Why would they risk their friendships and their involvement at the playhouse?
Well, because of what they believe. But what about what I believe?
Well, what do you believe, Aubrey?
I don't know, but it's not that stuff.
Hmm. I'll tell you what, Aubrey. If you're open to it, there's somebody I'd like you to meet.
The Imagination Station? I already met somebody in there, and I didn't like him.
Well, neither did I, to be honest, Aubrey. But we've fixed all those problems and reconfigured the whole thing.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. How about if I go with you?
Well, thanks, Mr. Whitaker, but I don't need a babysitter.
Well, I'm just trying to make you comfortable.
At least give me a clue. Who is this person, and what does he have to do with my problem?
Well, it's better if he speaks for himself.
Well, all right. I'll try it.
Well, then hop in.
Are you ready?
I guess so.
You know what to do.
Push the red button.
I thought I saw you fall into the river, and I, well...
Yeah, well, I'm all right. But thanks for trying to save me.
Micah, son of Aegon, and you are?
Aubrey, daughter of Ben and Ellen.
Well, a pleasure to meet you. But come, we need to hurry back to shore. The master's about to start.
The master?
Uh-huh.
Repent!
Whoa.
The kingdom of
That's
God
the master?
Is near.
He's dressed as Fred Flintstone.
Come now. Tax collector. The axe is already at the root of the trees. and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
I guess he's not into those positive thinking messages, huh?
He's powerful, like a true prophet. He will lead us into a new kingdom.
Shh. I want to hear. Be quiet.
Even Herod himself will not be spared from God's judgment. Can our king flagrantly mock the laws of our God? Any man who takes his brother's wife deserves to die.
He speaks so openly against Herod.
You know this will get back to the king. What will Herod do to John then?
Probably he'll give him a bath. This guy's like Bigfoot.
Shh, Aubrey, quiet.
I wonder if this is the guy Mr. Whittaker wants me to meet.
You must repent from your sins, all of you. For one has come who is more powerful than I. I am not worthy to even untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So come now, repent and be baptized.
Yes.
Okay, this makes sense. He has the guts to stand up against the king, so maybe he can teach me how to stand up to my parents. Micah.
Yes.
Can you get me to see the master? I need to talk with him.
You ask if I can get you to the master? Ha! Of course I can.
So, are you his disciple or something like that?
You ask if I'm his disciple or something like that?
Ha! Well?
I'm something like that. But one day soon, I'll be his disciple. You wait and see. I'll be his best disciple ever.
So you can't really get me to see him, can you?
Well, you'll never get through the crowds to talk to him now. But you can talk to him later. I know where his camp is.
You do? Well, can you take me there?
Right after the baptism. There, see? His camp is just over that ridge.
But isn't that the same ridge we crossed an hour ago?
Well, it could be that. Well, then again, or maybe we're...
We're what?
Lost?
Lost? What kind of follower are you?
A lost one. However, if we just... Wait.
What is it?
Did you hear that?
What?
Shh. Something behind us.
No.
It must be them.
Them?
Shh.
Who is them? Run for your life!
No, Aubrey!
What?
Stay as still as you can. Leopards will not chase you if you do not run. Stay perfectly still.
Leopard?
They are common in this region. Be still.
But he's coming closer.
I know. Let me think.
But what are we going to do? He's coming this way.
I don't know. Wait. Maybe it's mountain lions that won't chase you if you stay still.
Micah!
Get behind me. It's getting ready to leap.
Be gone!
It's the master!
Be gone, you wicked beast!
Wow. Did you see that? He actually scared the leopard away.
Who are you, children? And what are you doing out here alone?
It's me, Micah. I was defending this girl from the leopard.
Micah, yes. How many times have I told you not to follow me out into the wilderness?
But this girl was desperate to meet you.
I wasn't desperate.
Ah, you're the girl who fell in the river today, aren't you?
That was me. Hi.
I'm John.
John the Baptist.
Nice to meet you. I'm Aubrey the Methodist. Or Episcopalian. I don't exactly remember.
I see. All right, Micah. You've done your duty. Now go home to your grandmother.
But, Master, I want to be your disciple. I can be a great disciple too, sir. I can scout for enemies and live in caves and fight off leopards and do all kinds of things.
Oh, Micah, you have much to learn. It's too dark and dangerous for you to go now anyway. Come with me, both of you. The desert grows cold quickly. My camp's over there, between those two rocks.
See, Aubrey? I told you.
Right.
My disciples are in the city buying supplies. They should return soon. You're both welcome to eat with them tonight.
Thanks. Well, wait. You aren't eating with us?
I need solitude after a long day of preaching.
Oh.
But I can see you've gone through much to find me here. And we'll take the time to talk with you.
What would you like me to do, Master?
You may stand guard as a lookout.
Oh, thank you, Master. I'll be the best lookout scout you ever had, sir. I'll keep on close alert for any invaders.
Thank you, Micah. Just don't go far. And be sure to let us know when the disciples get here, would you?
Not to fear, my master. I will stand guard and on the alert.
You do that, Micah. Micah means well.
No danger yet, sir.
Thank you. But he has a vivid imagination. He thinks the Romans are going to attack us at any moment.
Absolutely nothing to report yet, sir.
That's enough, Micah. Thank you.
Is this where you live? A cave?
Sit by the fire. It'll keep you warm.
Thank you.
You look hungry. Here, have a little food to hold you until my disciples return.
Oh, thanks. I haven't eaten all day.
You're not from around here, are you?
No. Why do you ask?
Well, most people around here put honey on their locusts.
Locusts?
Would you like another one? I think I have another one.
No, thank you. No, thank you very much. Water. Water would be very good right now.
Here you are.
Thank you.
So tell me, Aubrey, why have you come to see me?
Well, to be honest, I thought that was really cool the way you blasted the king today.
Really cool?
Well, yeah, you see, I've got this problem with my mom and dad. I really want to be in this play, but they won't let me. So I want you to show me how I can stand up to them. You know, like you did with Herod.
Why do you think I take a stand against Herod?
Well, you don't like what he's doing, I guess.
No, it's more than that.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm a messenger, Aubrey. A voice crying in the desert.
Okay.
I'm preparing the way.
The way for what?
The way to meet God.
Oh, but what does that have to do with Herod?
He has turned his back on God and sinned grievously. My hope is that one day my words may turn his heart away from sin and towards God.
Master! Master!
Micah?
They're coming this way.
Who is coming, Micah?
Soldiers! Hurry! You must hide yourself. They're about to...
Micah!
No! No! Let go of me!
Quiet, girl.
Leave her alone. What's this all about?
I think you know full well what this is all about, Baptist.
Jairus.
You're under arrest in the name of Caesar and our Tetrarch.
Jairus, what have you done to the boy? Is he all right?
He will survive. Now come along peacefully.
You could have approached me in the daylight, Jairus. Why must you come under cover of darkness?
I warned you Herod wasn't going to put up with your rantings and ravings against him.
Do with me as you will, but the two children are innocent of any wrongdoing.
I'm under orders by Herod himself. Everyone I found with you was to be arrested. Rufus.
Sir.
Take them all to the fortress.
I don't get it. This can't be what Mr. Whitaker wanted to happen.
My grandmother's gonna tan my hide for this. I should have listened to you, Master. I should have just gone home.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Why are you confused, Aubrey?
Well, you stood up for yourself and they threw you in jail. How is that going to help me with my parents? I mean, what's the point?
There's a difference between standing up for something you want and standing up for something you believe in.
I don't understand.
You will.
All right. I've spoken to Herod. We're ready to make a deal.
A deal?
I've convinced him to release your friends.
Oh, great. Great, thanks. Thanks a whole lot.
Ah, those chains were chafing my wrists.
But what is the deal, Jairus? I don't see my chains coming off.
It's easy. All you need to do is renounce what you've said about Herod and God's laws, and he'll release you also.
Wow, that sounds reasonable.
Well, John?
No, Jairus. Does Herod think so little of God's message that he thinks it could be retracted so easily?
What?
I don't think you grasp your situation, John. Herod could have you executed for what you said about him.
Janus, the words that were said were not my words, but the words of God from his holy law. This is what I've been sent to do, to proclaim his words so that all may repent for forgiveness. So it must be for Herod.
Listen to me. I went out on a limb for you. I asked Herod to make this deal in order to save your skin. And this is your gratitude?
I appreciate your effort, Jairus.
No, I don't think you do. You two, come this way.
Wait, John, why are you making such a big deal over this? Wouldn't it be better for you to get out of jail so you can keep preaching? Forget about Herod.
Poor Aubrey. You don't understand, do you?
You're right, I don't.
But you will. And when the time comes, you must be brave, my little sister. Jairus, One more moment, please.
What do you want?
I need to speak with Micah.
Well, make it quick.
Micah.
Yes?
There's something I need you to do. It's very important.